Good afternoon and welcome to KILJ's Focus program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Every Sunday, we bring you an in-depth look at interesting events, news, and information. This past week brought a lot of information to the community. The weather brought a little drama earlier in the week, and we will continue to keep our eye on the latest weather forecast and updates, as well as continuing to report up-to-the-minute news, sports, and community events. The City of Mount Pleasant has elected a new leader to oversee daily city operations. City officials announced the hiring of Joseph Taylor as the new city administrator. In this role, Taylor will be responsible for ensuring that the policies and directives of the Mount Pleasant City Council are carried out efficiently, safely, and in a cost-effective manner. Taylor commented to KILJ.
I'm just thankful for the opportunity that the council is willing to put their trust in me and that the people will. They don't know me yet, but I think they'll come to find out, you know, that I represent the same values that they hold true, that honesty and the small town values that have made Iowa in general, but also the Mount Pleasant and the Southeast Iowa area, a place that people want to stay and continue to live and raise their families in, and to get to and to be there. So I'm grateful for the opportunity and really looking forward to getting started.
Contatech officially broke ground on Wednesday, April the 8th, on a new state-of-the-art compounding center, marking a major expansion of its Mount Pleasant manufacturing facility and a continued investment in Southeast Iowa. The project is part of the company's previously announced $85 million investment aimed at strengthening its U.S. manufacturing footprint and supporting long-term growth. The new facility will integrate production, warehouse, and office operations while adding advanced mixing technology and an automated warehouse system. Company leaders say the expansion will have a direct impact on the local workforce and economy by adding 50 new high-quality jobs, which will bring the total number of employees in Mount Pleasant close to 300. Mount Pleasant Mayor Steve Brimhall commented.
Projects like this don't happen by accident. They happen because of strong leadership, dedicated employees, and a shared vision for the future. To the Contatech team, thank you for choosing Mount Pleasant and for continuing to grow here. Your investment makes a real impact, and we are grateful for your continued partnership. As mayor, I'm excited to see what the future holds, not just for this facility, but for the continued success of manufacturing here in Southeast Iowa.
Winfield attorney Becky Wilson was officially sworn in as Henry County attorney on Tuesday, April the 7th. She secured that position in a special election. Wilson isn't wasting any time bringing two items before the Henry County Board of Supervisors this week. The supervisors will hear two requests from Henry County Attorney Wilson at a meeting on Monday at 10 a.m. in the courthouse. View the meeting agenda at KILJ.com under the News tab. On Thursday, April 9th, the Mount Pleasant Community School District held a special meeting. They discussed the fiscal year of 2027 for grounds and buildings projects and proposed Phase 2 general fund budget reduction, the proposal of the possible closure of the Salem Elementary School. The fiscal year's plan and equipment spending plan and the district's office plans were also updated. The New London Community School District invited public input last week on possible restructuring that would move the sixth grade students from the middle school back to the elementary school. The Mount Pleasant Area Chamber Alliance announced that Small Business Week will be celebrated May 4th through the 8th in Mount Pleasant. As part of the celebration, four businesses have been named finalists for the 2026 Small Business of the Year Award. They include Jane Ann Boutique, Northeast Animal Hospital, Mount Pleasant Tire and Service, and the shop DeWitt Built. The winner will be announced during the Small Business Breakfast on May the 8th. Mount Pleasant Small Business From the Heart Flowers and Gifts has been selected as one of 400 recipients nationwide in the 2025 Backing Small Businesses Grant Program supported by American Express in partnership with Main Street America. The program awards $10,000 grants to locally significant small businesses that demonstrate resilience, strong community impact, and a clear vision for future growth. From the Heart, Flowers and Gifts earned recognition for its continued service to the Mount Pleasant community. The business qualified for the opportunity through its connection with Main Street Mount Pleasant, and Main Street Mount Pleasant Executive Director Lisa Edkin says the award is a major accomplishment for the community. Please refer to KILJ.com for a complete look at these news stories and more. This upcoming week will be a busy one for the KILJ Information Center, so keep that radio tuned to 105.5 FM, 98.5 FM, or AM 1130. Thank you for joining KILJ Radio for this week's Focus program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Have a great week.